Now, this is something that I can sign up for. I wonder what the parents think about this. A bunch of different school districts in the Philadelphia area, in preparation for Sunday's Super Bowl, because the Eagles are in it, are having delayed openings. 2 hours late, all the kids can come on Monday. Like it's a snow day or something like that, just because it's a day after the Super Bowl.
I mean, finally, somebody's actually using their brain, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just the parents and the kids that are inconvenienced by having to wake up regular time the next day. Think about the bus drivers. Think about the organizers around the stadium, right? The vendor workers, all that. The people that work there typically during the weekends, they're going to be busy because of the game. Now, the game isn't there, but if there's watching parties going on, as there often are at the stadiums and so forth, you know, that makes a lot of sense. Why can't we just do this all the way across America?
It's so funny.
We've had the argument. The day after the Super Bowl seems like a great day to put a holiday.
I always disagree with you because I think there's certainly other days after holidays that I would rather have off much more than that.
I mean, 180 million people watch the Super Bowl. And while I'm sure the days that you think are important are very important for you, Anna, and maybe even some other parents, we're talking about percentages here. This is a numbers game.
Well, the funny part is that there's a charter school in the Philadelphia area that, forget the two-hour delay, they give the kids off on Monday. They call it a wellness day.
See that? Again, the power to make a decision to make something right. You know, I tell you what, I don't know how many people watch the State of the Union address, right? I don't know how many people watch the award shows that are going on. But if you told people that there was going to be some sort of announcement about the day after the Super Bowl on any one of those things, everybody's tuning in. I would have all the highlights.
You think it'd be like a bank holiday? Like even like the banks would be closed the day after the Super Bowl? Does that make any sense?
Here's the thing. I feel like the bankers are a little bit spoiled. So maybe the banks stay open that day. They're the only ones. Everybody else gets the day off.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories. You only hear about one. Raven picks which one it is. You ready?
Lay it on me.
Number one, Starbucks overcharges man over $4,000 for 2 cups of coffee.
I mean, isn't that normal, what they get for the, what is it, the venti or whatever?
Not quite. Number two, man who broke into gas station, left behind his debit card, said he did it on purpose.
Yeah, so you can follow up with me. Right.
And number three, woman stole toilet paper and pipes from Burger King bathroom.
The pipes? I'm going to go with Burger King. Okay. I love Burger King. They're actually rolling it out lately. Their apps thing, their rewards program. It's gotten awesome.
Side note, Raven has every fast food app in the world on his phone. Like, you have Burger King, you have McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
One time I walked by your computer and I like caught my eye and it said like an update from Taco Bell. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, they talk to each other. It's like Russia. Like, they listen to the things that you're saying there. I mean, I tell you right now, they're going to send me something coming up in just a few minutes now.
All right. So anyway, a woman is being accused of going to Nebraska Burger King multiple times and stealing. Here's a rep from the police department talking about what it was that she was stealing.
The Burger King near 60th and Havelock had some issues with a female coming into the store and taking toilet paper from the bathrooms. They had confronted her and told her to stop stealing the toilet paper. After she left, they noticed she had actually taken pipes from the toilet that connected the toilet to the wall.
Come on.
I mean, you know, obviously maybe an apprenticeship is in order for her to become a plumber or something in the future. Maybe it was vengeance, I'm guessing, a revenge type plot after they told her no more stealing the TP.
She put them in her pants, the pipes. That's how she smuggled them out of the Burger King. She put them in her pants.
Well, you know, hey, either way, right? It's just being resourceful. It's not the first thing that's ever been stolen from a fast food joint.
Well, funny could you should bring messiest. It up. Yeah, so speaking of things stolen from fast food joints, which you do not condone whatsoever, you should never do that.
Yeah.
There was a sorority on campus when I was in college.
Oh, are you going to do that thing where you're speaking for a friend?
And that wasn't my sorority.
Okay.
And they would steal from fast food places all the time.
Yeah.
But so their entire townhouse where they lived was all decked out and stuff. They had, like when you walked in, they had the giant industrial Dunkin' Donuts carpet.
Nice.
When you walked in.
Okay.
They had the dollar menu from McDonald's posted in their window. The entire dollar menu.
Wow.
It was like 7 feet big. It was so big.
Okay.
And then the whole place was decorated in Burger King hats. You know how like the Burger King hats that
get? I've had the crown many times.
Hundreds. Yeah. There were just hundreds all over. Like,
wasn't
the whole
you, though.
Wall.
Wasn't your sorority, though.
What? Wasn't my sorority.
No, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I see it in your eyes. If you were going to take anything from a fast food restaurant, what would it be? I mean, speaking for a friend.
I mean, it would be cool to have the Hamburglar in my front yard.
Sure.
You know how some places have like the actual figurines of the Hamburglar?
Grimace and so forth. Yeah. Not everybody anymore, but that would be cool.
Sometimes if you go to like an old school McDonald's, they'll still have those figurines, like the life-size ones outside. If I could get my hands on the Hamburglar just to scare off any thieves that were thinking about hitting me up, like, get out of here. Look who I got in my front yard. I don't need no troll or gnome. I got this guy.
I'd like my own fountain soda set up. I think that would be great. And I really like the ones that look like almost like a video game or a vending machine now, but you can select whichever flavor you want. That one's pretty incredible. But old school, that would be fine for me too. As long as there's Coca-Cola on there, I'm good.
Yeah.
But I could definitely go for that.
There's only one thing I can say to that.
What's that?
New Zetafi till I die.
Speaking for a friend, of course.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Group therapy time. It's just time to get things off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Mike.
All I need to know about you is if you smoke cigarettes in your car and you have an infant in the car, that's all I need to know about you.
Is there anything worse? That's absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible. You know, in the 70s, man, nobody knew, right? They were still running those ads where they were like, you know, doctors prefer camels, you know, that type of stuff. So even though, you know, you should have known, nobody knew. So, you know, we can't really blame our parents. But nowadays, I mean, come on.
You know better now.
Yes, yes.
You got to know better now.
100%.
When I see somebody smoking a cigarette with their windows rolled up,
oh my gosh.
I don't even understand. Like, how are you breathing right now?
Oh, they love it. They love the smell. They love it.
That's all I need to know about you. You're right, Michael.
Cindy, that's all I need to know about you. What's up?
Okay, when you are inconsistent with your interactions with me, sometimes you're nice with me, sometimes you're not so nice with me. So you literally have me walking on eggshells when I approach you.
Yeah, I don't like people that play head games.
Is it because they're just very moody and you never know what you're going to get?
Right. That could be it, too.
I guess so. People should always be civil to people they don't know. My moodiness, I try to contain to the people that know me well.
Oh.
And that I feel like I don't offend either way. Like my family, Raven. Like they can go with my mood swings. But the average stranger would think I'm pleasant all the time.
I mean, we're not happy to go with them. We're just, you know, we have to go with them. But right. Amber, that's all we need to know about you.
If you touch my dog without asking first, then that's all I need to know about you.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it drives me nuts, actually. And, you know, the worst is when kids approach the dog and the parents don't ask or don't say anything or whatever. Because, of course, you know, if something happens, if the dog reacts and bites the kid, it's going to be a problem. If the dog bites anybody, it's going to be an issue.
I actually have the flip side problems. A lot of times when people are very comfortable with their dogs, they know that their dog won't do anything.
Sure.
So they'll let their dogs go play with Dakota. Dakota is highly allergic to dogs.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, like, the minute that she gets close to these dogs and they come, like, up to her, and when they lick her, it's like, oh, gosh, Benadryl out of the purse. Here we go.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I hadn't really considered that.
Yeah. It goes both ways.
Tracy, that's all I need to know about you.
If you beep at someone who's not filling up fast enough at the gas station, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, the gas only goes out so quickly. You can't really force people, right?
I don't know what's happening at my big box store. You know, they got the gas station there, the setup there.
Oh, I forgot you have that. We don't have that.
But so it's like, I don't know what's happening though. I mean, listen, the gas is 10, 15 cents cheaper there than most of the places around. But for whatever reason, it's like the gas shortage days of the 70s, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't alive. But the lines are like 3-4 cars deep every day. Doesn't matter what day of the week it is, whatever. And people get rowdy pulling into that lot because it's like a lot inside a lot separated by medians. People are zigzagging all over that place. It's chaos over there. But you can't beep.
You can't beep in a gas station.
The person is in front of you. Listen, some people, let's face it, they're idiots. And it takes them a long time, all right, for whatever reason. Who pays cash and then goes back for a receipt nowadays? That's not a real thing. But when they do it in front of you, you can't beep or scream.
Places you cannot beep your horn. 1, in a gas station. 2, in a cemetery. Mm-hmm. Go.
Right behind a school bus.
Correct.
That's enough right there.
Yeah, I think that's it. Those 3. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. Disney's been trending like crazy over the last 24 hours. They had a huge announcement out of nowhere. Well, they actually had 2 announcements. The first announcement kind of stinks. It's that they're going to lay off about 7,000 people and they're trying to recoup $5.5 billion. But the second announcement's awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
They're like, oh, we got some bad stuff over here. A little razzle dazzle. Boom. But wait.
Yeah. We got bad news, but wait till you hear this. Three new movies in production and our old friends are back. Our first movie that they're coming out with a sequel.
From the biggest elephant to our first fox, I implore you, try. Try to make the world a better place.
Zootopia. Zootopia is the movie with Shakira that came out in 2016. And you know what? I think it's one of the most underrated Disney movies of all time. That movie was fantastic.
Mm.
It's funny. It moves fast. Anytime my girls put that on, I'm happy to watch it. And I'm glad they're making another one because I don't think it gets the attention it deserves.
Well, I mean, it must have made some money if you feel like even though it was buried or else they wouldn't be doing it again, right?
Yep. Second one, big one.
Printing money for Kristen Bell. Just printing it.
Yeah, Kristen Bell is back for Frozen 3, and Idina Menzel said that, you know, she would do it. She hasn't confirmed anything from the announcement yesterday, but I'm sure she's back, too. Why would you not do that?
I mean, right. They're going to bring you a suitcase of money.
Yep.
The tears of 7,000 people they just laid off in that suitcase.
Why do you have to bring back the sad news when I'm excited about these movies?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean. And the third movie that they are bringing back is a very exciting one for my family, for sure.
Mm.
This isn't flying. This is falling with style.
To infinity and beyond!
So wait a minute. Isn't the kid like 72 years old now at this point?
Have you watched the recent one?
No.
So it's different kids now. Different kids from the daycare and the families. And
that's
kind
smart.
Of progressed on. Yeah. So Toy Story 5 is coming back out. Tim Allen, who's Buzz Lightyear, is back, and Tom Hanks, who's Woody, is back.
That's interesting after they just did Chris Evans with the younger one, the Genesis story of Buzz Lightyear, so okay.
Yeah, but it got me thinking, and I'm excited for that. My family is big Toy Story fans. I could watch all those movies all the time, mostly because I do. All the time.
Yeah. On repeat.
On repeat.
Over and over
in my house.
Right.
Yep. best Disney movie of all time that you would love to see another one come out, Raven, what would it be?
Gosh, there's a long list. I mean, I don't know that I necessarily need to see another one, but I mean, I love it. And every time it's on, I got to watch The Lion King.
You're Mufasa's boy.
You know my father?
Correction. I know your father.
I hate to tell you this, but he died.
Nope. Wrong again.
I mean, I just love Rafiki. He's my man. I tried to watch the live action version of it. Like, it's where it's real animals and they just move the mouths.
That's weird.
Besides Pumbaa, the rest of it weirded me out. It was a little much seeing the hyenas actually attack a real lion and the whole thing.
Yeah, that seems like a bit
much. It was a little much, man.
Right.
It made me upset. It's like watching a bad, episode of National Geographic.
The sequel, I can't wait for. And I mean, if they're making big ones like this, they have to bring this back. I love this movie.
Mm.
See the lion with the
I just want to sing, and it's taking every ounce of me not to sing along.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to tell me what one that is.
It's Moana.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh, give me The Rock. Bring me back Moana. I want all of it back on that island. I want to see what happens when Moana becomes queen or whatever she is of the island. It's everything I want.
I mean, you are fired up.
Oh, gosh, I love Moana. I really do. It's the Anna and Raven Talent Show. Well, kind of. We're just going to compete against each other, but that's coming up in a little bit. My daughter, Hayden, she's going to be 14, so she's in middle school, and they had the school-wide talent show, and she was telling me about everybody's talents.
Mm, that's cool.
It's so cool.
Yeah, you gotta have guts to get up there and do it.
Yes.
So I applaud you.
I mean, there was the kids that played the saxophone, the piano, the contemporary dance, like all kind of monologues, and I was like, wow, like these kids are so talented. When we had talent shows growing up, it wasn't so much talent.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like they let us on stage. Now we're just going to kind of, I don't know, flop around.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, I think I was pretty nervous. I don't really recall doing a talent show. I mean, I may have been required in one of my grades, but I don't really remember doing that.
When I was little, whenever there was a talent show, I would just do dance stuff. Like me and two friends would do some kind of dance, In Vogue, I remember we did one year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
But in college.
In Vogue.
That's what we did.
Oh, my gosh.
And we were like 12 years old in knee-high
boots. Hold
on. Yeah.
Do your love.
Like with the knee-high boots and like the black biker shorts. Now in retrospect, I'm like, huh.
Yeah. Where were your parents on that one?
I don't know.
Mom should have pulled you out.
But I remember at Pace, I went to Pace University. I was second runner up as a tap dancer in the Pace University talent show.
I mean, one of Anna's proudest moments. And the best part is what was your tap dance skill level?
I had just learned the week before. I had my sister is 10 years younger than me. She was like 12 years old taking tap classes. I was like, give me your tap shoes and show me how to tap. And that's what I did. And I came in second runner up. We asked around the office, like, what was your talent when you were like, you know, in your talent shows? Here's what they said.
Yeah.
Well, we performed the duet from Annie. I don't need anyone but you. Is that how it went?
Who was we?
Wait, my daughter and I. It was her fourth grade talent show. And she loved Annie, and she put her little red dress on. And
you and your daughter did it together?
Why not?
My daughter would never let me, and it would be my dream come true.
I love that movie, the original. Love it.
So if me and you were to perform Annie... Hold on,
Oh my gosh.
Here's her performing.
Albert Finney. As long as I can be whatever.
Daddy Warbucks.
As I can do his parts, it'd be great.
That's what Pam was. Listen.
I don't need anyone but you.
You were Daddy Warbucks?
Guilty.
Yeah, you could also be Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah, Rooster was great too, though. And they had a rooster. Yes, that would be so. I love Carol Burnett. Everything about that movie.
1-800-330-9999. Derek, what was your talent at the talent show?
It's funny when I think back, but I used to have this talent. I don't do so much anymore, but I could belch on cue and tunes of music, too.
What happens when you get on stage and you're in fifth grade and all of a sudden you start burping?
Your friends go nuts. Your friends love it. Yeah, you're a legend. Yeah, the teachers roll their eyes.
There's no way you win the talent show by burping.
I mean, if the kids are voting, right, it's on crowd participation.
Ugh. I feel like you have to lie on the sheet of paper when you write what your talent is, because there's no way that Mrs. Smith from grade 2 lets you on stage when that's your talent.
God bless the 80s, right? Because you could do that type of stuff. Imagine, though, there's little Melissa from grade 4. She's been playing piano since she was 4 years old. She's a true prodigy with a great talent. Guess what? Second runner-up.
What was your talent in the school talent show? My daughter, who's almost 14, she had her school talent show, and there was so much great talent. Kids playing the saxophone, the piano, performing contemporary dance. I'm like, when we were little, that's not what our talents were like.
I mean, I tip the hat to them. I mean, it's very gutsy to get up there and do it. You're very brave.
Yeah. So we asked around the office, what was your talent in the school talent show?
I played polka music on the accordion. Don't be laughing at that. I really did. All the time, every year. And 1 year I won. Oh, I played all kinds of polka music. The beer barrel polka, the Helena polka. Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Uh-huh. It's so great.
I mean, if you knew him in the office, you'd know that that is 100% real.
Yep.
And he did that. And if you went to school with him, then you knew that 1 year you just had to be like, all right, he's got to win once. He's got to win one time. He's been doing it since he was six.
1-800-330-9999. Michelle, what was your talent when you were in the school talent show?
Well, have you heard or do you know of Marcel Marceau, the pantomime artist from way back in the day?
You mean like a mime? Is that what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So my best friend and I in high school dressed up like it was called Bip the Clown was his deal. Marcel Marceau, the French guy. And we did like a mirrored pantomime act. Yeah, it's corny and everything, but we thought it was cool at the time.
Miming in general is weird. Raven and I tried it at one time.
She just tells you it was a thing she had a passion for. I mean, first words out of your mouth.
But I'm just saying, it actually is kind of cool if you get over the fact that you're miming, you know?
Yeah, did you do glass wall? Did you do climb the rope?
Did you wear a beret?
We did circles and stuff like that. I was embarrassed. Later.
You did glass wall. You're just not proud of the performance that you gave. That's all. You know, if you did it better, you might have won.
We got an applause anyway out of kindness, I think.
Yeah, they were like, get out of here.
One time I did some research and there's a miming college that you can go to and you can take miming classes to this day.
I want you to imagine your daughter comes to you and tells you that, Mom, I know I haven't had a job for the last couple of years.
Right.
And I know, you know, that you prefer that I stay at home, but I'm going away now.
All right.
And I'm going to be living on campus. And the tuition for the miming college is $33,000 the first semester.
Good. I'm going to say...
How's that going to go?
I don't think it's going to go well. I don't think that conversation is going to go well. I'm going to try something else. Go back to your room. think about what you've just said, and then come back to me. Jake, what was your talent in your school talent show?
All right, I'm super not proud of this. I did not think this through. So I ended up doing an impromptu interpretive dance to the Divinyls, I Touch Myself.
Oh, God. I mean, this talent show clearly had booze being served.
Was it a college talent show, or were you in fourth grade?
I mean, that's got to be college.
This was fifth grade. Like I said, I did not think this through. I don't know exactly what I did, but, like, I'll never forget looking out into the audiences with the judges and seeing just, like, ghost white faces.
And you were expelled the next day.
Mm-hmm. It didn't go well.
Olivia, what was your talent at the talent show?
So it wasn't my school show, but it was my camp talent show at the end of the session. And I sang Standing Outside the Fire by Garth Brooks. And you could have heard a pin drop in that place.
Friends in Low Places. That always gets the crowd going.
I mean, if you were insisting on Garth Brooks, sure.
Coming up next, we're going to have our own talent show. And I have a costume that goes along with mine. I'm very excited. It's coming up. I've been on the air in a lot of weird positions. This is the weirdest that I've ever been in. Right now, I'm standing on top of the board. I have my tap shoes on. I'm wearing my full glitter patriotic outfit because it's the Anna and Raven talent show. If we go off the air, it's because I'm dancing on top of the board and we did not get permission to do this.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is, right? So yesterday when we were, you know, kind of spitfiring this idea of the talent show, we discussed different areas where it would be safe for Anna to go ahead and do her talent. And never once was the board actually the spot that we selected.
Yeah. Okay, so how it's going to work? It's going to be me versus producer John, who's going to be singing in a little bit, and producer Sean, who's going to do impressions. I'm going to be tap dancing. We're filming all this. It'll go up on Instagram at Anna and Raven. I'm in a full glitter red, white, and blue outfit with a top hat. I'm ready to tap dance. Okay,
all right.
Play the music when you are. I'm ready. I'm
yes,
ready.
Yes, let me get your music, okay? I'm so afraid for her.
Last full change full.
I mean, you're phenomenal. I mean, it's great.
I am terrified.
A lot of movement over here with the equipment. If you're watching the video, you think there was an earthquake. Great job. Great job.
Well, I'm going to come down now so I don't hurt myself.
Somebody help her down, please.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
I'll just sit here awkwardly on top of this board. No problem.
All right. Hold on. I've got to find all of his... impression references here. All all this different movement going on here in the studio. It's been crazy. So explain what your talent is going to be there, producer Sean.
So I'm going to do impressions. I love doing impressions. I love doing voices, especially when the mics are off. All I do is sit in that studio and just start talking as other people.
Yeah.
Producer John knows it very well.
And you have three specific examples that you're going to be doing today.
I have three, yes.
Okay. And we're going to start with this guy right here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your continued support. That's why we're having the biggest MyPillow sale ever.
Mike Lindell.
They're going to be the best pillows you ever bought in the world. I swear to God, I made these pillows in a prison cell when I was in jail. You're going to love MyPillow.
I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't good.
That's the best Mike Lindell you've ever heard.
Right?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. He's got a couple more. Let's calm down, right?
Okay.
I mean, maybe he's just getting into it. Here we go.
Well, the Muppets and I went into the studio to do this album. We sort of got lost. Ended up singing with a lot of people. And it made a nice album, so we put it all together. Lots of fun.
Let's hear your Kermit.
Now, I don't remember doing an album or putting it out. I don't even remember having an album with the Muppets at all, myself, personally speaking.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
No.
And you know what I think the difference is you sound more like the original Kermit.
Yep. I always go with
And people miss that Kermit. They do. They miss him. Yeah. Okay.
Last but not least.
All right. Last impression here.
I get asked a lot, how do you keep your cars looking so good? We do it by using Jay Leno's Garage Car Care and Detailing Products.
So if you don't know who that is, that's Jay Leno.
Oh, it's Jay Leno. I had no idea who that was.
Now, Jay Leno's a lot of fun because he had the lift. But the other issue I had with Jay Leno is that I don't know what else to talk about when I'm doing the impression besides cars and bad jokes.
Hmm.
You hear what I'm saying? You hear this? You see this?
I'm going to go with Kermit as your best representation of who you are.
But I don't know if it's better than my tap dancing. My tap dancing was really impressive.
Yeah.
Raven gets to be the judge, but there's one more competitor. And it's the guy who plays in a band who's writing a love song for Valentine's Day. Producer John, you'll hear his and then you'll decide who did the best. It's coming up next.
Yeah, I'll review my vote then.
It's the Anna and Raven talent show today. We're trying to see who has the most talent. Raven gets to be the judge because he had no talent to exhibit at this time.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in the car and you're feeling for me, that was actually what I said in the meeting when it came up. So
and it
don't
was
feel
true.
Bad for
we
me.
Tried to find him a talent. He literally had nothing, nothing to offer. But if you missed it a few minutes ago, I put on a sequence red, white, and blue outfit, and I tap danced on the studio board. Ready? Here's what it sounded like.
Your last full change full.
We are so lucky we didn't take ourselves off the air.
I mean,
we
honestly, so I was kind of hoping for it, you know. I was thinking to myself, like, that would have been great video. I was kind of, you know, I was leaning towards it happening, but, you know, hey.
And then producer Sean did his impressions. This was his best one of Kermit the Frog.
Now, I don't remember doing an album or putting it out. I don't even remember having an album with the Muppets at all, myself, personally speaking.
That was pretty good.
I thought it was decent. Yeah. I thought it was decent, man.
I'm just saying, it ain't easy being green.
Mm-hmm.
All right, pal.
All right. Yeah, you already had your shot.
Right.
Now, the only one of us that actually has a real talent is producer John, who is a like in a band and plays the guitar and all that kind of stuff. So, John,
yeah, he has
go
a
ahead.
Skill.
He has a skill.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and perform your Valentine's Day song as part of the Anna and Raven talent show.
You both sound so salty about it. All right, this is a Valentine's Day song for my fellow musicians out there. Roses are red and violets are blue. A nice steak dinner with a table for two. Champagne flutes and a gift for you. These are all the things I want to do once the band makes it big. I'm telling you, babe, this is our year, all right? I'm following this guy on Instagram who works for Atlantic Records. We got an extra 100 streams on Spotify this week. It's going to happen. This year it's McDonald's and Coors Light. Next year my career is gonna take flight. Doesn't have to stop this romantic night. Fancy charcuterie with figs once the band makes it big.
Yep.
There you go.
All right.
That was
all
really
right.
Romantic.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And realistic.
Uh huh.
Which
right.
is good.
Yeah, I like that you think next year is this year. You've already given up on this year.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. You guys are my band now. We're the band, you guys.
Okay.
Next year's going to be our year.
I mean, we're doing all right.
You're trying to lean on me to get this vote here. Gosh, this is really hard now because, I mean, I feel like John's song was pretty good.
Okay, but I tap danced and I bought a sequence outfit, and who knows who wore that outfit last because it was very itchy. And
yeah,
I'm just saying, you vote for me, you get a mop pillow.
All right, I'm going to have to say I'm sorry to Mike Lindell, and I'm sorry to John, even though, again, they were both very good. I think it's the outfit for Anna that really put it over the top.
I mean, it has fringes on it, fringes.
Yeah, the top hat to go with it and everything.
Yeah. A lot. I was committed to that.
The only thing that would have been better if she actually did go through the board.
You literally risked life, limb, and livelihood because you could have just taken us right off the air.
Like, guys, I know this sounds dumb, but like, I haven't put my tap shoes on since before I had knee surgery last year. That was a big step for me to do that.
You're like kind of welling up right now. Like, you seem emotional.
I mean, I just won. I won the Anna and Raven talent show, which means nothing, but it was a big day.
There's no trophy. I'm sorry. Maybe next time.
Four words. Four words came out of my mouth yesterday, and I knew it was all over. Let go of my dreams of being young and cool forever. Now I'm just a middle-aged mom that I swore I would never be.
Did you say something that your parents used to say? Did you say something just that older people in general say? What was it?
I don't know if I should say it out loud because it's humiliating.
Okay.
Because I said so.
Because I said so. Because I said so. That's why. That's why.
They were arguing.
Yep.
So I have a 14-year-old and a 4-year-old. They drive me crazy, and I love them to death. They are my life, right? But they're arguing with each other. So I was like, guys, like, that's enough, you know?
Yeah.
And they kept going at it. And then, even though I had dinner half-made, literally half-made on the stove, right, they insisted that I order pizza. And you know what I said? No. You want to know why? Because I bought and paid for this food right here. And, and they said, why? Why? And I turned around in a fit of rage, and I said, because I said so.
Right. I mean, I guess that would make sense either way. I mean, on top of it, they were giving you trouble right before that.
But
what's with the entitled kids that think that they can order a pizza up in the middle of dinner being made?
I mean, it's like, you don't see these ravioli boiling? I know you don't like them, but I don't care. I made them. And I said it, and I always said to myself that I was never going to be that grown-up that says, because I said so. Like, I would always be like the logical, gentle parenting nonsense that you see on Instagram, where I would explain things and get eye-to-eye and come down to their level.
That's
like,
great.
Get out of here.
One of your 17 careers, you were also a therapist.
Also,
huh?
I mean, in my dreams.
Child psychologist? Okay.
It happens to all of us, though. The things that you said you would never do when you were younger, all of a sudden you do. Producer Sean, we were just talking about this the other day. What do you do now?
You know, growing up, my mom used to yell at me for leaving all the lights on in the house, and I never understood it. I'm like, what's a big deal? I can't see. And I'm young. I'm like, I'm afraid of like things in the dark. And now all I do is follow my girlfriend around, my stepson Isaac, yelling at them for not turning the lights off.
Electricity's really expensive right now, man.
I've become the very thing I hate.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. This is one that my wife has been giving me a lot of trouble about lately, is that if you go to my father's old house, and she's like, nobody else does this, you know that this is not a thing, is that I'm always concerned about the rain on the house, how much rain we're getting, and where is this water going when it comes off the house.
Yeah.
So I've got like these 8-foot PVC pipes off our drains off the house that just direct water all over the area, but nowhere around our house. And I always go, well, you know, there's a lot of rain coming down. And I start quoting like the amount of rain that's coming down per hour. I'll be like, an inch an hour.
Right.
That's a lot of water. That's a lot of water. You want that in the basement?
When you were young, what did you say you would never do? And now you're older and you do it all the time. Seth.
Wearing house coats. Like my grandfather, when I was growing up, used to always, like, as soon as he'd come home, like, throw on the house coat and the slippers. And I was like, nah, never. Now, like, dude, I got a nice, like, fluffy house coat. Boom. As soon as I come in.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I wouldn't call it a house coat, but I definitely have, like, my uniform that I change into when I get home.
100%. Yeah, I go into sweats. Yeah. I go into socks, and they're thick socks, so I can just walk around the house in socks.
Yeah.
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 And I got a sweatshirt. If it's really cold out, I can put that on, borderline. Right. Mm-hmm. It's not a house coat, but I know what you're saying.
I have house like coat, a zip-up sweatshirt that's kind of like a house coat, now that I think about it.
Right.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Happens to all of us. You said that there's something you would never do when you were younger, and now you're older, and you do it all the time. What is it? 1-800-330-9999. Donna.
My mother was a curtain fanatic, and you weren't allowed to touch the curtains to look out the window. And I, in turn, have become her. It's, why do you have to touch the curtains to look out the window?
Yeah.
The blinds are open. Don't touch them.
Don't touch them.
Because that means I have to refix them.
Yes. Yes. And you did that already six years ago. Right.
That's incredible.
And I'm 78.
Yeah, so you don't want to do that ever again.
Right,
you don't
have
to
touch
the
curtains.
It's done. The curtains are
Please,
resolved.
Please give me a break.
Yeah.
Leave alone. If I come in your house, I can step over crap and it won't bother me.
Yeah.
But if I look at your windows,
yeah,
I will fix your curtains.
Charlie, what's something you swore you'd never do as a kid, but now as an adult, you do it all the time?
Oh, man. Yeah, I do a lot of things that I never thought I'd do. Probably tell dad jokes. I think that's I hated them when I was a kid, when I was younger. But now I honestly can't get enough of them. Even in meetings, I'll start off some of the meetings just to set a tone with a dad joke here or there. So I probably think that's the one thing that used to annoy me about old people the most. And now that I am one, I do that a lot.
Right. Humor that didn't measure up for you. You're like, that's a dumb joke. Dumb joke, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad joke is non-offensive. It gives a little chuckle. It's, you know, you can tell it basically anywhere.
Yeah.
But for some people, it is annoying.
But
for some people, it is.
I think that it's cool now. I think dad jokes are cool. No, I think that they are. It's like a thing. Like when you tell dad jokes, like people think it's funny. Like I remember there was a time when like your mama so whatever,
well,
right?
Good.
That was it.
Good.
Those were the jokes that people wanted to hear. Like your mama so dumb.
Now you're generating some conversations on the way into school, I guess.
Your mom is so skinny.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Right.
Just stop it.
All right.
Back out of this thing.
Isabel, what's something when you're a kid you said you would never do it when you're older? Now you do it all the time.
Power walking in the mall before the stores open.
Oh, no.
Yes.
a guilty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing, but I do it. I mean, it's when it's hot or cold, it's comfortable inside. If it's raining outside, I'm doing it. I'm there at 6:37 in the morning.
It took me a long time to realize it, but they built a new mall a few years ago right next to my house, and I love this mall. And there's markers. There's markers on how far you're walking and stuff like that. And I could not understand for the life of me what it was until I saw like a mommy group there pushing their strollers. And I'm like, oh my gosh,
right.
This is what that is.
Mile marker 7.
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, it's smart marketing for the mall.
Yes.
Anything to put the bodies in the mall, right? Because if you're there and you're implied that you don't need to be spending money to be here, it's a place where you can just be. Well, of course, you know, by law of averages, what's going to happen? You're going to see things that you see in there that you wouldn't normally see, and you're going to inevitably spend more money there.
Right. It's
a good idea.
Picking up a coffee, a lunch,
yeah.
Or whatever.
It's a good idea.
Yep.
It's still funny, though, and I know why you swore you wouldn't do it.
Right.
But.
Do you do the thing where you shake your tushy and you move your elbows
side to
side?
Gotta move the arms, right? Gotta move those arms.
I just imagine you with a sweatband around your head for some reason.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Dave and Kendra. Kendra, what's going on?
Well, so I have children from my previous husband, and Dave and I have been together for a long time now, and he's basically the father to my son and daughter. It's going great, but now he's decided for some reason that because he's so close to the kids and their mom, he feels like he should also be close to their dad. So now he wants to be like BFFs with my ex. And it just feels real weird. I don't like it.
I mean, I think that's probably an exaggeration of some sorts there. Dave, what's your side of this?
I mean, I just figure if I'm going to be part of her life, and part of these kids' lives as well, and kind of like another dad for them, then I need to know their dad. I need to be buddies with their dad. You know, we were hanging out recently and found out that he's a big fantasy football player like I am. And I was like, man, all right, we share these interests. And I don't have a lot of buddies in town who are like that. This guy's pretty cool. But also, you know, two birds, one stone. I got a new friend. I can also, you know, help be a part of their life. I don't really see a big deal about it.
So you want to be best friends with your... How long you and Kendra been together? Kendra, I know you said a long time. What's a long time?
Just over a year.
Oh, so over a year.
I think the term best friends probably comes with a whole lot of pressure and connotations. Can you be civil? Can you be friendly? I think that makes sense. I mean, I know firsthand it makes a difference for the kids. It's easier for the kids if they can see all the adults getting along. Plus, on top of it, you know, if the kids are good now, at some point you're going to have challenges with your children. It's going to happen. It's best if everybody is talking and has some sort of rapport.
But I don't think that, Dave, you're not saying you want a rapport. You're saying you want this guy to be your buddy and do things with you.
For real, yeah. Like, I want to go get a beer. I want to go hang out. I want him to be in my fantasy league, like I was saying. I feel like, you know, we get along really well. We have a lot of the same interests. I think, we're about the same age. He laughs at my dad jokes, so I think...
are you going to, like, go out with him during the week? Like, you just want to hang out with you? That you're going to, like, go to the bar, go to football games, play in the same fantasy football league, and that, like, it's just going to turn into, like, he is also a part of our lives, and there's a reason he's not a part of my life anymore.
I mean, but arguably, he is a part of your life, Kendra. You can't get away from the father of your children. I mean, he's always going to be there.
Absolutely.
I get what you're saying. I mean, it's awkward, but on the other hand, if he's not an enemy, like, he's always going to be in your life.
I don't want my boyfriend being best friends with my ex-husband. I get where you're coming from, Kendra. I mean, I want you guys to not be nice to each other when you see each other because the kids and everything is civil and you want a nice, comfortable life, but I don't want them going out to beers without me. Like, it's weird. I get where you're coming from.
Would you rather be on that trip when they go out for beers with them?
But no, I don't want any of that
to
happen.
You don't want any of that.
I don't know. Let's see what the audience has to say, because, I mean, I've never been in this situation. Maybe I'm wrong. And Kendra, maybe we're both wrong. Maybe it's nice that your boyfriend wants to have a really deep relationship with your ex, and it's only good for your family, and why not? You don't have a tumultuous relationship with your ex-husband, do you?
No, it is civil, but he is my ex for a reason.
Yeah, right? Listen, Kendra, I don't mean to say that I don't understand that it would be concerning to you that Dave turns into your ex. Right? If they've got similar behaviors and they start hanging out together, I mean, Dave, I would have some caution on that. On the other hand, I think it's a definite advantage for them to be friendly.
It's not like that. I'm not going to turn into him.
Well, that's what you say. But in her mind, that's all that matters, right? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Dave and Kendra have been dating for a little over a year at this point, and Dave has a good relationship with Kendra's kids, but there's somebody that he wants to have a deeper relationship with, her ex-husband.
Yeah. I mean, Dave's like, listen, I don't know a lot of people in the area here. I think he's a decent guy. I think it would be good for the kids. I'm already close with the kids. I'm obviously close with his ex-wife. It'll just make things easier. But, you know, beyond that, we might have some things in common.
Kendra thinks it's weird that her new boyfriend wants to go grab beers and hang out in a fantasy league with her ex-husband. What do you think? Is it weird to have that kind of relationship and to initiate that? 1-800-330-9999. Linda, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I think it's wonderful. I think she should be grateful that there's not animosity there. So I think they should go out as long as she's not part of the conversation and they're not talking about her.
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
That's
thank
good
you.
Rule.
How do you police that, though? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Dave and Kendra have been dating for a little over a year. Dave has a great relationship with Kendra's kids, but the person he really wants to have a relationship with, Kendra's ex-husband, he wants to be his friend, wants to ask him to go out and do more things, go out for beers, thinks he's a cool guy, would be great in his fantasy football league.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that it's the guy that he mostly wants to have the relationship with. I think it's part of an extension of this thing as a family. You know, listen, I'm a stepdad, and one of the biggest things that you can do for your kids is if you're all civil and you all get along. And one of the best steps that we took is when we all made peace and we all got on the same side.
But he doesn't want to make peace. He wants this guy to be his buddy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, my son's biological father comes to many of our holidays. We do those things together. He's not in my fantasy football league.
Right.
I could call him if I need something. He could call me if we need something. But we don't call each other every other day.
Just to say what's up.
No, we typically do not.
That's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is that too much? 1-800-330-9999. Cheryl, whose side are you on?
I am on his side, 100%. I definitely love the gesture because you wanting to be friends with your adopted kind of children's father, it's a good gesture because you're being an honorary father. And by getting, like, the friendship with the biological father, it's definitely showing some maturity.
Beth, whose side are you on today?
Well, let me just say this. My new boyfriend is friends with my ex. And they do hang out, and they do grab a beer, and they do go fishing. So that's my answer.
It's nice that you, before you dumped your ex-boyfriend, went through his Rolodex and cell phone and imported the numbers of all his friends that you thought were hot.
Right. And then you're like, I took this one. I love it. Chilene, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. And because I'm divorced and I actually have an ex-husband and a boyfriend, and I wouldn't care if they went and hung out because my kids idolize their dad, and it would just make it easier on the whole relationship and getting together holidays. Mm. And I know there was differences, the reason why we got divorced, but...
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Dave, our audience agreed with you today. If you really want to make this guy your buddy, it really is only beneficial for your family, Kendra, and you should be more open to it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's hard to wrap my brain around right now, but if that many people and if Dave feels this strongly, then maybe I need to just give it a try.
Thank you.
Dave, I wouldn't get like matching shirts or anything. I mean, I just.
Nope.
I mean, it's cool to be friends, and I get it. You got nine people in your PPR league, and you need a tenth. Okay, I get it, but you know.
I just imagine them in bunk beds doing activities.
Yeah, exercise some caution here is all I'm saying, because Kendra's got her eyes open on this. So,
all right, if you have any problems too, send an email couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash Jackpot is $1,500. Ingrid, you ready to play?
I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Ingrid.
Thank you.
Okay. So Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close. He won't be able to hear us. The studio is soundproof. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You'll have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, answer the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to do this?
I am.
Okay. Number one, AMC movie theaters plan to charge more for the best seats in the theater. AMC stands for American what?
Movie company.
Number two, Lea Michele says that during the pandemic, she reached out to her Glee co-stars to make amends after many of them claimed that she was difficult to work with. Lea Michele currently stars on Broadway in which show?
Wicked.
Number three, a group of experts say Whitney Houston delivered the best Super Bowl national anthem performance of all time. She's followed by Jennifer Hudson, Beyonce, and the country superstar that sings This Kiss and Breathe? Time. Number four, Disney announced sequels. Zootopia, Frozen 3, and Toy Story 5 are all being made. What's the name of the spork in Toy Story 4?
Forky.
And number five, People Magazine made a list of celebrities who are fans of the Eagles and the Chiefs. Paul Rudd and Jason Sudeikis are rooting for the Chiefs, while Miles Teller and the 5'4" comedian that starred in Jumanji are Philly fans. Who's that? 5'4" comedian, take a guess.
Robin Williams.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo. All
right, Ingrid only got one.
Oh, not great, Ingrid. $1,500. Let's see how I do.
Oh,
maybe
gosh.
Really hard.
But you said it so convincingly that I had to keep double-checking my work to make sure I was right.
All
okay,
right.
Number one. AMC movie theaters plan to charge more for the best seats in the theater. AMC stands for American what?
Multi-cinema.
Yes. Mm. Number two, Lea Michele says that during the pandemic, she reached out to a lot of her Glee co-stars to make amends after many claimed that she was difficult to work with.
I've heard that.
Lea Michele currently stars on Broadway in which show?
She's in Funny Girl.
Funny Girl's right. I really want to see that, and it is so much money, those tickets. Like, it's not happening, I guess.
Everything is expensive right now,
yeah.
No matter what you're trying to do for entertainment.
But that's the hottest show on Broadway,
is
without
it?
A doubt. Number three, a group of experts say Whitney Houston delivered the best Super Bowl national anthem performance. She's followed by Jennifer Hudson, Beyonce, and the country superstar that sings This Kiss and Breathe. Who's that?
That's going to be Faith Hill.
Faith Hill is correct.
Where's Lady Gaga on that list? I mean, she was great, too.
She was great.
She was.
Yeah, I forgot about her. She didn't even make the top five.
That's crazy.
Number four, Disney announced sequels. Zootopia, Frozen 3, and Toy Story 5 all in the making.
Hmm.
What's the name of the spork in Toy Story 4?
Isn't he Forky?
Forky is correct.
Yeah.
And number five, People Magazine made a list of celebrities who are fans of the Eagles and the Chiefs. Paul Rudd and Jason Sudeikis are rooting for the Chiefs, while Miles Teller and the 5'4" comedian that starred in Jumanji are Philly fans. Who is that?
It's going to be Kevin Hart, right?
Kevin Hart is correct.
Mm.
I'm sorry, Ingrid. He got all five. Beat you 5-1. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Okay. My name is Ingrid, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,600 tomorrow, Anna.